It's cold. The shelter I usually go to is at capacity. Mine is rolling and I can't think straight. Guess I can ride the train all night. I've done it before and it wasn't that bad. Sun's up now. I'm a little tired, but I can manage. I have to figure out where I'm going to stash one of my book bags. I don't feel like carrying two bags to school today. Damn, it's cold. Teacher says pay attention. You're not going to pass your GED if you keep spacing out in class. Sorry, I say, it's been sort of a long night. Day ends, evening starts, drop-in hours are available, so I go there. Still cold. I'm happy the day is almost over, so I can go to the shelter and chill out soon. I'm tired. Too many people at the shelter, so we have to do a lottery to see who gets to stay tonight. Anticipation. Will they call my name? Where would I go if they don't? Angry I didn't get called. What should I do? Where would I go? It's cold. I can't think straight. My legs carried me to the train. The train conductor says I can't sleep on the train, so I have to get off. I was only asleep for about 10 minutes. I say sorry and exit the train. What to do now? I don't know. So I walk the streets all night. It's cold. Gotta keep moving to stay warm. Ignore the blisters forming on my feet. Brush off the pain rising in my back. I keep walking until the sun comes up. I repeat the same morning process as the day before. Would I get lucky this time to be called into a safe haven that is my temporary home? Nope, not at all. 3 days, no sleep. Enough is enough. I need to rest. I hear my mother's words. You are always welcome at my house. Her house is the mini world of temptation. I know I cannot go there if I want to maintain my sobriety. I am not strong enough for that yet. But now you would think I am still on drugs by the way I am shaking. Paranoia is kicking in. I'm starting to see the shit that's not there. I hear the unicorn trying to communicate with me in Spanish. I'm losing my mind. I walk stumbling and sometimes falling. I walk to unknown places and bump into unfamiliar faces. I walk heavy-heartedly. I needed to sit down. I see a park ahead. My legs are jello trying to hold up a bowling ball, but I make it there. I sit and a burst of joy runs through my body. I start praying and thanking God. I'm so thankful I will finally be able to get some sleep because tonight it's not that cold out.